Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Grant?
Yep.
Hey, Grant, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. I can't complain. It's Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
I know you're speaking to my mapping coordinator, Jonathan, here about the first page placements that we had available for programming today. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for your company at all or anything like that?
I guess, would it come up if they search, like, woodworking, or would it come up if they just search Berg's Persistence specifically?
Both. So if they search up Berg's Precision, it'll pop up just with your name there, and it'll pop up with all the listings that you have. So if you have a website, it'll pop that up. If you have a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, all that stuff. But typically nobody knows who you are unless you're referred, right? So what we do is we make sure that you pop up for all the services that you provide. So now when somebody searches that service, you pop up at that time and moment where they can just click to call you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. With your business itself, I do see a couple of listings here. I do see that you have a Home Advisor by Angie's. Do you still have them, or was that something you did when you first got started?
I actually just got set up with them yesterday.
Okay. Awesome. And okay. And what are you looking? Obviously, you want more customers, but are you doing like a cost per lead with them, or how does it work for you?
Yeah, they said it'd be like $20 to $70 per lead.
Yikes. that could be expensive, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how that works. And I'm not, you know, bad mouthing another company. I will never do that. Angie's by Home Advisor is a great, phenomenal company for quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's why they charge you per lead, because they have a massive database where they can just vet you a lead that came in last week, today, 2 years ago, whatever the case may be. Okay. What we do is we take you off. Well, we don't take you off of it, but we just eliminate that middleman because they're getting their leads through Google. They're just flipping it for you, and that's how they make their money. What we do is we just place you on that first page placements as an independent company, so you don't have to be charged for those higher lead fees. So whether you get 10 calls in a month or you get 100 calls in the month, it always just stays at that flat rate. You never have to keep paying more money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we help you build your foundation, especially being new in business. I see that you kind of don't have a web presence. So not only do we help you build out your Google, but we will help you make a Facebook. Reason being is we do what's called a retargeting campaign. Anybody that searches your services on Google will be able to retarget those people on their feed, and they can see you on both platforms, and they'd be able to click to call you directly from either or. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we also do websites. You did mention that you are getting one built, or you already had one built?
I have a Facebook page, and I have a website. My Facebook page is more recent stuff, and then my website stuff just hasn't been updated in a couple of years.
Okay. In a couple of years. I thought you were about 6 months into the business, or you just got, like, LLC and everything like that. You just made it, like, official within 6 months?
Well, my website is more of just, like, some woodworking and, like, scale models and stuff like that. Nothing really related to, like, HVAC. Just stuff I've done a while ago.
Okay, gotcha. So for the services that you offer now, is it wmberg.com? Is that what your website is?
No.
Okay, so that's not you. I don't even see your website.
Yeah, it's called gab7b2.wixsite.com/website.
Okay. We're like a one-stop shop, so we actually do websites as well. We create them, and then we host them and manage them, and we display that on your first page placements of Google. Do you want us to build you a brand new website where it can have all the services that you provide? Because I know, like you said, the other one is just a, like your woodworking, but now you offer other services, correct?
Yeah.
So would you want us to help you in that area as well? Or it doesn't cost you anything extra. It is in the package as well. So it's not anything extra, but I can go over the prices with you if that's what you would like with the website included.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
Let me do that. So you're new. So you're 6 months. You're under a year, which is fantastic for you. We have what's called a new in business credit for you, Grant. So what that means is a reduced rate because we understand that cash flow and capital are very key for you guys, especially right now, especially getting started. So what we do is we're able to give you a reduced rate from our original pricing. Our original pricing on our website, which is localsplash.com, reads $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. For a new in business credit, I'm able to reduce that rate all the way down to just $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So the first one
probably. With Angie's List, do you know how many leads I could like? If I decide not to pursue a lead, do you know if I would still get charged for that?
So if the lead comes in, so you're going to get a lead through your an app, right? If you decline the lead, then obviously you're not going to get charged for it. But if you accept that lead and you don't get those jobs, you're going to get charged for it. So that's how that works. And typically what happens is if you just have a phone number that gets sent to you and they're like, oh, this person's interested in, you know, woodworking or, you know, one of the services that you provide, you're like, okay, well, let me find out like what they need or what they're trying to do. That's going to cost you. And it might look big on a piece of paper and it could cost you $70, could be small and it could cost you $40. But like I was saying before, if you get 10 leads that you accept at, let's say, $40, that's $400 right there. That's not guaranteeing you that you're going to get that lead as a customer. Also, too, that lead goes not only out to you, but that goes out to your competitors that's utilizing Home Advisor by Angie's. With us, we have to actually close out the category, so we cannot work with any of your competitors. So that's why it's exclusive, because you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. They literally just click the button that's attached to your cell phone on Google, and it just rings directly to your phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, like, the Home Advisor by Angie's does sound good. I mean, we have clients that utilize them. What they do is they actually have both services. By the end of the first month, they end up either doing one or two things. They either end up pausing their service with Home Advisor by Angie's, or they end up canceling it altogether. Because one, it's too expensive. And two, they get the more quality leads to contact them directly through Google, because that's where 90% of the searches start and stop. And they find that out very quickly. So that's why we do what we do here. Now, I know you're doing ductwork. Ductwork, are you doing like installations? Are you doing like repairs, cleaning, or you do it all?
I don't do cleaning, but I do repairs and installation.
Okay. And then it says custom furniture as well. You're doing custom furniture. Is that correct? Or are you not doing that right now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. So let's just take ductwork, for example, HVAC unit, right? Somebody wants to get it installed. They just look up HVAC companies near me on Google, and then you would be one of those recommended companies on that first page placements of Google where they can just click to call you directly. Now, if it's HVAC, you know HVAC is very expensive, so that's going to be on the higher lead side from coming in from Home Advisor by Angie. So you probably average around the $70 marker a lead. Now, again, if you don't get that, that could be very expensive. And the reason why I say that is because, like I said, we work with a lot of customers there, especially you being new. It's not guaranteeing you that you're going to be, that you're going to get those leads at that time. You're going to have to stronghold your competitors. Typically what our customers find out is that they have to give the lowest price to get the job because they have all these companies calling out instead of them just contacting you. You're going out doing the bid and now you're able to walk the job and talk to the customer face to face and get the job that way. It's a lot more affordable for smaller business owners like yourself, and it's a lot long-term, it's a lot more profitable. The reason being is because once you have that Google Business Profile, that is yours forever. We create that for you. So even if you wanted to stop our services down the road, we just stop programming you. We don't wipe you off of the face of Google. You keep everything, your reviews, your pictures, your listing. If you were to take yourself and say, hey, cancel me off of Angie's and take me down, you can't take any of your reviews you get there. That stays with Home Advisor by Angie's.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So it's always better to go to the source, which is going to place you right there on Google because you never have to pay the higher lead fees and you get to stay on Google with your listing for as long as you're in business for. So what I can do is I can secure that listing for you here, Grant, for $348. It's today, and then it's $249 month to month after that. There are no contracts. We will help you get PIN verified through Google. They are going to make sure that you are a local company in the area. So they are going to want to PIN verify you by address. P.O. boxes are a no-go because they want to make sure that you're not a robot with a P.O. box trying to basically be a broker for all the HVAC companies out there. They like to give the work to the locals there. So that's how that would happen. Once you do have that PIN verification, we would be able to program you for all the services and then help you with that retargeting campaign through Facebook as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you want to take advantage of it. That way we can just get you on Google and you don't have to spend the higher price money on the higher lead fees, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
How long would I get that month-to-month rate for?
That's with you being in service with us. So that $249, you would be actually grandfathered in. You would never have to pay the higher lead fee. I mean, the higher premium fee at the $599. You would always be grandfathered in at the $249 price.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of our clients actually ask us that too, because I deal with a lot of newer in business customers here. So typically they get handed over to me and they ask me the same question, like, hey, after like 3 months, does it go to the $599? It's a no. You always stay at the $249 month to month. Now, if you wanted to ever upgrade your package to something higher and you wanted to target like Google advertising and all this other advertising that's in the world, sure, it would cost more, but for the better bang for your buck, just for right now and starting and just getting into that 30 to 40 minute radius that you want to target, I'm going to tell you the $249 month to month, that's going to cover your Facebook retargeting campaigns. We allocate $100 from that $249 to that, so you don't have to allocate any advertising budget. We take care of that for you. You get your Google Business Profile. You also get a couple other things. We do help you with the website one, and then also to we place you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. So that way, if anybody does a search off of Google, you still pop up and they can still contact you directly from there, and we can still retarget them through Facebook. Everything is trackable for you, so you're able to track your Google Business Profile in listings, location of searches, how well you're being ranked, traffic through there, and then also traffic through the Facebook campaign. We set that up for you so that way you can have a username and password to log in whenever you would like and track your campaign week to week, month to month, day to day, however you feel you want to, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So they are going to PIN verify you, Grant. Are you operating out of an office? I mean, I know you're new, but are you operating out of an office or are you kind of just operating out of your house as of now?
Just out of my house.
Okay. So I'm going to hide the address for you so nobody knows where you live. The only thing that's...
Sure, go ahead.
What's your company in?
Our company is Local Splash, and we're a premier channel partner with Google. Here, I'll send you a text message really quickly. I'll take you to our website. Let me know when you get that. I sent you a text message. It's going to read localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Should be in your text messages there. And then when you click that link, it's going to say take control of your online presence in big blue letters. And then it's going to say Local Splash in the top left-hand corner. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. I just spent about $300 yesterday getting set up with Angie's List.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you feel like you don't want to continue with them, because I know some of our clients do both, if you did it yesterday, I would personally recommend you to kind of get that back. If I were you, you legally have 3 days to do that. Placing you on Google is not only going to be the best thing for your company to save you money and make money, but it's also going to be a long-term and better investment into just investing into leads that are already coming from Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sorry, I kind of blanked for a second.
It's all right. Let me just take you through this website really quickly, though. I'd just like to show you some stuff on here, okay? That way you can know who we are, all right?
Okay.
Okay. So if you scroll down a little bit, there's going to be three important deals. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just remembered.
It's okay.
They were going to help me with this. I don't have a business LLC yet, and they said that they would help me get that and stuff. Do you guys do that stuff?
A business LLC? I've never really heard of Angie's doing that. No, we don't. I mean, you can just kind of look up on Google, like, LLC, and you can really sign one up within 6 minutes. Yeah, you could just look, register my business for, like, LLC on Google. You just type it in there, and then they'll have a bunch of links, and then there's literally a ton of links there that you can click on. I'll click on them. Top one, recommended ones, and then you can kind of sign your business up, and it doesn't really take that long to do for yourself.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah, no worries. I'm glad we had this conversation. It just helped you out a little bit more. Awesome. I actually was helping out another person in, where was she at? I think she was in Michigan. And she had told me she was going to change her address to a PO box. She already had a Google Business profile. And I was like, don't do that. They'll flag your account and they'll take your Google Business profile down. And she's like, I did not know that. Thank you for telling me. I was like, I'm so glad we had this conversation. So yeah, I mean, you could do that. Like I said, you can just go to Google, type it in, and you can just choose whichever company you want to just register the LLC with right then and there. They'll have different prices that you can kind of go through and see which one's better option for you. So, but that doesn't take more than a day to do for sure. Okay. Are you on the website right now? The localsplash.com?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to show you a couple things. So three things that are the most important. One is going to be our proven success. We've been in business for 19 years, so we know what we're doing in placing you on the first page placements of Google. We do cover all 50 states, so we're a nationwide company. So any state, we usually have a customer in there that we're doing work for. The second best thing here is going to be the Google Ads partnership. There's only going to be 40 of us in the country with this authenticity badge. If you scroll down, you'll see where it says Google Ads partner, and it'll have a colorful G with a Google partner in little letters underneath. If you want, you can click that. That will take you to google.com/partners/agencies. It's going to tell you Local Splash is a partner of Google, and we meet all the requirements to be that channel partner, okay? takes 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page placements of Google for all the services you provide. Somebody that does not have this Google authenticity badge, it will take them anywhere from 3 to 6 months, and that's if they can get you the results. So it's really important that if you're going to do some type of business on Google and you want it done correctly, it's always great to go with a Google Channel partner, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, the SEO packages, there's four of them here. I hooked you up with the Platinum package. This is going to be the better bang for your buck because it's going to allow you to get in front of your customers a lot faster than just the Pro package. The Pro package does not include the Facebook retargeting campaigns. I would say that's the biggest benefit to you because now we get to retarget people that have already shown an interest on Google. Have you ever done a search on Google for like a new truck or a tool? And you go to social media and you start seeing that new truck or tool populating all over the place?
Yeah.
That's called a retargeting campaign. Google tracks you for that. So that's the same thing we're going to do here. If anybody's looking for HVAC or they're looking for HVAC services or, you know, installation, anything like that, or repair, we want to make sure if life gets in the way, they put their phone down because they got to take kids to soccer practice or whatever the case may be, that when they go to their pages for Facebook, that you pop up on their timeline, and then it triggers their, you know, their head to go like, oh, I need to get that done. And then they click to call you directly. Our clients usually see like 10 to 15% come from those retargeting campaigns because we're able to get you in front of specific people. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, on the website, you can see it says $5.99 month to month with the $2.99 setup fee. So this is what you would pay if you went to the website itself and purchased this. But because we called you and we were able to understand that you are a new business, I was able to give you a credit and I was able to reduce that rate and I'm able to bring you on at just $2.49 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So I'm saving you about $550 for the startup cost. And then I'm saving you about $350 month to month after that. That would always stay at $249 for you for the life of you being in service with us. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now that you know a little bit more about us, Grant, here, I've showed you those things. I'm sure this is more than enough to give us a shot here. So that way we can set you up properly on the internet so people can find you easier on that first page placements of Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said, they are going to pin verify you. What is a good address that you would like us to pin verify you for? Or at? I'm sorry.
Eight 8101 Northwest Berry Brook Drive. Apartment 2107.
Okay. Berry, give me 1 second. So it's Northwest Berry Brooks Drive, right?
Berry Brook, B-A-R-R-Y-B-R-O-O-K-E.
All one word?
Yep.
Okay. Kansas City, Missouri, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. I know somebody that lives in, is it Blue Springs? Blue Springs, Missouri?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know somebody that lives there. Your guys' state is beautiful, especially when it gets cold. I mean, I know some people don't like it when it gets cold, but I think you guys' state gets super beautiful when it gets cold, to be honest. Your zip code there is 64151.
Yeah.
Okay. The business phone number, there's two things here. I always like to ask before I change, so it's totally up to you. You have what's called a tracking number. If you go back to that web page that I showed you on that Platinum package, it says a tracking conversion, call conversion tracking system. You can either opt in to have it or you can opt out to have it. Either way, it doesn't cost you anything. It is included in the package. It will change your phone number. Like, you'll keep your phone number, but we'll put that tracking call number on the front of Google. The calls still go to you, but now you're able to track the calls coming in, where they're calling from, who's calling you. You'll be able to listen to those calls as well. That will be in your dashboard with everything else that you'll be able to track with Google and Facebook. That is 100% optional for you. So a lot of times my customers, they like it, but a lot of times my customers that have business cards with their regular number on it, they don't want that to change. So if you want to just have your regular 816 number on there, we can leave it. If you want to have the tracking number, we can put that on there as well. Which one would you like your customers to see?
With the tracking number, when I'm receiving a call from a person who dials that number, would it notify me that they're dialing that number, or would I be able to tell the difference from my phone so I can, like, decipher who's calling about business and then who's calling?
You wouldn't be able to decide right there on your phone. It's just going to pop up as a number. So, like, let's say I called you, for instance, my number would just pop up on your phone. The only thing, though, is that number that called you, you would be able to track that number and it would show up on your dashboard. So let's say you got off that call and you're like, hey, I wonder where they called me from. If you go to your dashboard and you see that number's in there, then you know, hey, they called me from my Google Business profile. If they didn't, then you know they probably called you from your business card that you handed out to somebody. You see what I mean? So you're able to track where that call is coming from, not at the split second, but after you answer the call, basically, if that makes sense.
Okay. Then, yeah, I'd probably just keep it the same.
Okay. Keep it the same it is. And then did you want us to help you build a new website there? Or did you want to keep your old? Okay. That comes standard in there. Like I said, on that package deal, it says a landing page, but it's a web page. There's no restrictions on how many pages you want. So if you want 5 pages on your website or if you want 10, we can make that happen for you as well. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have a logo or do you not have a logo yet?
I don't have a logo yet.
Okay. Do you want us to create one for you and then add it to your website?
If it'll look good.
Okay. Logo. How about this? I'll have my team create one, and then I'll have them send you the logo with the website. It's going to take around 7 to 14 days. I'll have them send it over to you before publishing so you can revise everything. Once you give the green light, the thumbs up, then we'll publish it. If you want anything changed, please let our tech team know. That's what they're there for, so that way they can make your wishes a reality. Okay?
Okay.
Revise. Let me make sure they revise that for you. Perfect. And then, Grant, what's your last name?
Berg, B-E-R-G.
That makes sense. That's your company name. Okay. And then, Grant, what's a good email address for you?
GrantBerg96@gmail.com.
96@gmail.com. Actually, your last name is very common. I went to school with one of my friends. Her last name is Berg. Well, I don't know how common it is. It was just two people that had the last name because they were sisters. I was born in California, so in LA County.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah. So it's GrantBerg96@gmail.com.
Yep.
GrantBerg. GrantBerg96@gmail.com. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then let me see here. Your central time, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 6:17 your time.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then, so the services you offer is going to be HVAC services, install, repair, and then furniture repair as well? Or do you want to be found for more services also?
I think that'd be good, I guess.
Okay, perfect. And then I know you said you wanted to go in around 30 to 40 minutes, which kind of goes around what you would probably say maybe 25 to 30 miles radius. Do you want to target specific cities and zip codes, or just kind of like in that radius is fine with you?
In that radius is fine with me.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then what's going to be your hours of operation?
8 to 5.
Monday through Friday,
I work weekends too, so.
Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, do you guys know how many ads, leads people will get on average, from using you guys?
It just depends on the service. It also depends on the city itself. So it varies. Like, I have a guy that's in the Midwest that's in a smaller town of Missouri. Oh, man, where is it at? He does just gutters, and he's getting, anywhere from, I think he said, 3 to 4 phone calls a week, and he was able to land a $6,000 gutter job for an install, right? So these are live calls. It's the same as you going to Google and finding a company and contacting them directly like that. So it's not like it's a lead where we have a database where it's like, hey, we have this guy that we've had in our database for 6 years. You want to give him a call and see if he needs your service? You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to gauge how many calls you would get. But, I mean, just in Kansas City alone, just for HVAC companies near me, you had 2,341 people in the last 30 days search for that.
Okay.
So, and then 90% of those people stay on the first page of Google. So that's where we would place you, so that way you can get those calls. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get all 2,341 calls, but, if you could soak up at least, if you could soak up at least 1% of that, that's going to be huge for your company, especially starting out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to help you get there because, like I said, that's where you're going to be able to acquire those customers and you're not going to have to pay those high lead fees. Okay. Go ahead.
Could you add a remodels and renovations to my services?
I sure can. Okay. Remodels. And then renovations, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Remodels, question on those ones, because I know that can vary, but are you doing bathrooms, kitchens, flooring, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then kitchens. Perfect. Okay. Absolutely, we'll do that. And then I'm going to put you on a onboarding call with my tech team. They're going to get everything and verify everything. So, I know you're a blue-collar guy, so I always say this with all of them because I was raised blue-collar. So, in your industry, you guys cut once, measure twice. So, we do the same thing. We basically verify twice before we publish once. So my tech team is going to reach out to you. They're just going to verify everything's correct here, and then they're also going to help you get that PIN verification so that way they can place you on the first page placements of Google for the programming, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know when I'll first page of Google, how long that takes?
Do you know when what?
When I would show up on Google.
No, it won't be today. What it's going to do is we have to get your PIN verified. Once your PIN verified, you'll show up on Google. Now, like I said, to show up on the first page of Google for all the services you provide, it takes a maximum results of 30 to 45 days. Now, we've done it faster than that, but I'd rather under promise and over deliver for you. But that's why we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but it is month to month. So at the end of the day, that's why I always say, check your tracking system. My tech team works hand in hand with you. Typically within the first week, week and a half, you should get PIN verified. Once you're PIN verified, you would have your Google Business profile up and running. That's when we start 100 hours just in the first month of just programming you to that first page placements for the services that you provide here. That's why we lean on the Facebook retargeting campaign. Those are going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days in your area, so that way you can get some of the quick hitters. The first month is supposed to pay for itself, and then after that 35 days is when you'll start to see maximum results. That's when you're really going to start to see those profits come in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I just like to be super transparent because I'm not going to tell you tomorrow and then you get mad at me, because our goal is to help you long term. So for us, we're a performance-based company, so we need to make sure that we get you there correctly, because your success is our success, right? We're not vetting you a lead, but we do want to make sure that you do prosper there on that first page placements of Google. Okay. Now, my tech team is going to reach out to you. So today is the 4th. Unfortunately, I'm the only one in the office because we are technically closed now. We close at 6 p.m. Central Time. Tomorrow I can have them call you for the onboarding call as early as 10 a.m. I can have them contact you for that onboarding call. Would 10 a.m. work for you, or would you want to do it later on in the day? It all just depends on your schedule itself.
You know how long the onboarding call would take?
Should take around 30 to 45 minutes. If you don't have a lot of questions, it could take anywhere from 20 minutes. But they are going to ask you, like, hey, how do you want your website? Do you have some pictures you can send us? Just to make sure and verify everything is correct. But they do give us an hour window. So I would say anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes on the safe side.
Okay. I'd probably maybe like 4:30 or 5, then would probably be better.
Okay. I'll book it for 5 o'clock then. Does that work?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. So 5 o'clock, I'll book that for you. And then, Grant, how would you like to secure first month of payment? Are you going to use a business credit card for it? Are you going to use a debit card?
I'll use a debit card, but, so do you think I can just call the lady I talked to about Angie's lead and I can get that canceled though?
Yeah, you should be able to. And they should be able to give you a refund.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's legal. So legally you have up to 3 days because you haven't really done anything yet. If you just signed up yesterday, you haven't really utilized the service. So within 3 business days, you should be able to just call them tomorrow, cancel it, and then just get your refund at that point. Now, how long their refund takes to refund you, that I don't know. I don't work with Angie's.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to send you the Google Calendar, it's going to be for 5 p.m. And then it's going to come Google Calendar. It's going to come in your email. Also, too, everything we do here is a 100% tax write-off. I don't know if they do that with Angie's or not. I've heard they don't. But what we do here is we actually send you a business invoice with Berg's Precision. So at the end of the year, you get to write this whole thing off 100%. And we send that to you through your email, so you always have that for your records as well. Okay?
Oh, so using your service is a tax or a write-off, so is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. At the end of the year, you get to write the whole thing off. Yep, and we send you the business invoice for yourself, so that way you can do it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So for the card itself that you want to secure first month's payment on, is it going to be a business card or a debit card, or how would you like to do that?
It's going to be a debit card. And I'm sorry, I have one more question.
Sure.
Do you know
absolutely.
How, like, I got a call from you guys and Angie's List, but, like, within the past 32 hours. Do you know, like, why?
Have you registered your business anywhere or anything like that?
I just have a Facebook page. I mean, I just made my Facebook page like a month ago, 2 months
okay.
ago.
Okay. So I don't know how Angie's works. I know for us what happens is Google says, hey, you have an available listing. That's why we do close out the categories. They'll say, like, for instance, in this area, HVAC services in Kansas City. Here's a bunch of businesses that aren't registered on the first page placements of Google. You guys have that one spot available. Call them. See who wants that available listing. Here's all the registered businesses there. Okay, cool. Sounds good. So then we get qualified candidates list. We go down the line. Whoever wants that spot, first come, first serve. Whoever takes that spot takes it, and then we actually close the listing out until that person either no longer needs our services, upgrades, moves away, closes down, anything like that. So that's why we contacted you. I don't know how Angie contacted you. I don't work for them.
Okay. And then, also, so my friend's little brother, when he was in college, he figured out how to do, like, what you're doing, and, you know, putting people's businesses at front pages, and he was, you know, just so he could have, like, a side income doing that. What is the difference between me getting an individual to do that and, like, your business doing it?
We have 19 years experience, and we're a premier channel partner with Google. So there are people that know how to do that stuff. It's just that when Google makes changes, they actually tell us, because we have our own reps through Google. So they come and certify us and verify us as well. That's why we have that authenticity badge. So about 6 months ago, Google was allowing PO boxes to go up. And what they did was they said, hey, no more. No more PO boxes. You have to have a physical address. People that didn't have a physical address and had a PO box, they actually lost their Google business profile. There was no way for individuals to know that Google was doing that, because Google only tells the Google channel partners that. So we relay that to you and we say, hey, Grant, Google wants to just re-verify. They're doing a scrub on their platform. They want to make sure that you're just a legitimate company. I know we already did it, but just take a picture of your tools, send it to us, so that way you get to keep your listing. They want to make sure that they take off all the other listings that's not real. You just get protected. You get protected at that point.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll always be the first to get updated. So that's basically you're like with the front line is what I would say. That's how it usually works.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do here, this is all I'm going to do to secure the listing, is I'm just going to take billing information. I'm also going to set up a security question for you, so that way your stuff here never gets shared or sold, but we always want to make sure that we're only talking to you. So we always will ask you a security question. It verifies that we're talking to you, but it also verifies that you're talking to us and nobody else. I also walk you through a voice verification. That's going to be with the set price of the $249 month to month. You do have the $99 setup fee in there, but that pricing structure will be in there. So if inflation goes up or anything like that, you always have that for your records. So you're grandfathered in there at that $249 price month to month as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So for the billing itself, for the card, I know you said you were going to use a debit card. Is it for Berg's Precision, or does it just have Grant Berg on the name, or how does it read?
Berg's Precision.
Okay.
On the Facebook page, you said?
No, on the debit card that you want to use to secure first month's payment. Yeah. It's okay.
It's Grant Berg, Grant A. Berg.
Okay, Grant A. Berg. What's your middle name?
Alan.
Alan. Okay, nice. And then Grant, is the billing address the same as the 8101?
No. I have my mom's address for this card.
Okay. I'm ready for the address whenever you are.
623 Center Street.
623 Center Street. Okay.
Lathrop, Missouri. Lathrop.
One more time, I'm sorry.
Lathrop.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a Lathrop, California, too.
Actually, yeah, there is. Okay, Missouri, and then it's like the zip code is 64465?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me just make sure that's correct here for you. Okay. THROP, Missouri. 65, okay. Okay, perfect. So I have Lathrop? Is that how you say it?
Oh, Lathrop, yep.
Lathrop, Missouri, okay. And then I got the 64465, okay? Perfect. And then for the card itself, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, a Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Okay, a Visa card, all right. And I know the Visas, they start in the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
4432.
Mm-hmm.
6440.
Mm-hmm.
1112. 7961.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you, just to make sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4432, 6440, 1112, 7961.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And then the expiration?
228.
228. And then the security code on the back?
725.
Okay. Now, for the security question, like I said, I'm going to hold to my promise on that. I got to make it happen for you there. I do have 3 questions here. We will ask you this when we do call you just to verify, like I said, and protect you at all times. I have your mother's maiden name. I have the city you were born in. And then I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name. And what's mom's name?
Allingham, A-L-L-I-N-G-H-A-M.
H-A-M is a Mary?
Yep.
Okay. Give me one sec, because they blur this out for me, and I got to make sure I spell it right both times. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then, like I said, Grant, I am going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you that I will be sending to you. This is going to be on a recorded line, so that way this is sent to you with your invoice as well, okay? I'm going to walk you through this. This is just going to outline the agreement. That way you have a firm understanding before we take that next step in securing the onboarding call with you and your listing here, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Grant. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bird's Precision.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Grant Berg, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Grant, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from local splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mom's maiden name, okay?
Gotcha.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
I'll just email it to me.
Will do. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
No.
Let me repeat that, but let me explain it to you. You already let us know about Angie's, so you already let us know, like, hey, you're already doing something with somebody else. The thing for this is we don't want you to pay for something twice, and also, too, is we can't read your mind. So if you ever wanted to do a promotion or if you ever wanted to put something out there on the internet, you can just let us know, and we can do that for you. We just all want to be on the same page at the same time, so all of us are moving together, not, you know, trying to figure out what one person is doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which you're on that new in business credit, will be charged today, which is June 4th, in a non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th in the amount of just $249. This will be your recurring payment. Now, Grant, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number that I'm going to email you, which is going to be 877-635-6225. So that's the number I will email you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Any way I could get it for $199 a month?
This package?
Yeah.
No, this package does not go for $199.
Okay. Dang it. That was a little late. I should have said that earlier.
Well, this package doesn't go for $199. That's the pro package, but like I said for you, the pro package – it takes off the Facebook campaign. So for $50 extra, you get $100 worth of Facebook campaign. So we are actually giving you a $50 credit to your Facebook campaigns to help you target your customers in a better way as well. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. And then I heard you say non-refundable for this first $349. I don't remember if they said that or not yesterday. So, like, you guys don't do the 3-day thing, right, where I can get a refund. That's just straight-up non-refundable?
Yeah, we usually don't do a refundable for it because we start programming you and we start building everything out. Again, you can ask them. Typically, they will do it, though.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me see here. So, you do agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, right, Grant?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you your invoice to your email that we have on file here, and then I'm also going to send you an email with the with the Google Calendar. That's going to come from Charlie Mollenkamp at localsplash.com. So you should receive that here shortly. Let me see. It's going. Let me make sure here. And you wanted that at 5 p.m., correct?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a sec here. Copy. Paste your email, my email, and then so this is going to have you, myself, and my tech team on here. So you can just hit yes. This is just going to confirm that, hey, this is set for 5 p.m. We're going to reach out to you tomorrow to get everything set up for you. You should have received a couple of text messages as well. One should say, Grant, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice that we have on file to the email we have on file. There's going to be a link right there. Did you receive that text message?
Yeah.
Okay. Click that. That's just going to be the terms and agreements that I read off to you right now. There's going to be two checkboxes on there. There's going to be one for SMS text messages. If you prefer us to text you or call you, we can do that. That's no problem. And then the other one's just saying that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to type in Grant A. Berg. You're going to hit confirm, and it's going to bring you to a login page with the username and password for Local Splash. Let me know when you get there so I can help you log into that.
Okay.
And then while you're doing that, I wanted to say everything went green on my end here. So I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here. So if you ever need anything like changes, updates, you want to target a specific city or zip code with services, anything like that, please let us know. Reach out to the 877 number. We're there to help you. So that way we can make your retargeting campaign and your Google Business profile thrive as for the results you're looking for. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, I'm at the username page now.
Okay. So you should have gotten another text message. It should say your username and password on there. The username is usually your phone number. And then the password is right after that. Let me see. It should read.
Got it. Big y'all.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You can change that password as well once you log in. Once you do log in, there's not going to be anything you can look at. It's going to say we are updating your account or working on your account. Check in a couple of days. But my tech team is going to have that up and running for you when you guys do the onboarding call tomorrow.
Cool.
Okay, perfect. So everything's set on my end. You're good here. I'm going to work on your account, send it over to my tech team here. Do you have any questions at this point for me, Grant?
Yeah. You asked earlier if I wanted your customer service line. That'd be the main one I would call to get in contact with you guys, right?
That's going to be the 877 number. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I better take that down then.
Yeah. So also, too, so just kind of like if you look at the text messages, the 877 number that's from that text message, that's the number you'll call.
Oh, okay. 635-6225.
Yes, sir. That's us. That's just going to dial into our customer service line for you. You can press 1 when you hit that, and then it's going to take you straight to my tech team. That's the number my tech team will reach out to you on tomorrow at 5 p.m. They're going to call you from that number, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Anything else at this time, Grant?
I don't think so.
Okay. If you have any questions that you come up with, write them down. And then when we do the onboarding call, you could always ask those questions, or you could always shoot me an email as well, and I'll respond to you. If you ever want me to give you a call, shoot me an email, and I'll call back. I'll call you within an hour. Typically, if I'm at my desk, I'll see that email pop up right away. But if I'm on a call or away, then I'll get to you as soon as possible at that point. But it won't take more than an hour for sure to get back to you at all, okay?
Okay. What'd you say your email was?
My email is charliemolenkamp@localsplash.com. You should have received an email with the Google Calendar in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then it should have Google Calendar for 5 p.m. tomorrow. You can click the yes button, and then from there, it's just going to let us know that that time that you told us is available for you tomorrow. And then that's when we do reach out to you, okay?
Cool, cool.